Oh, your coffee smells good. Is that vanilla? Oh, that makes me very happy.
Howdy, howdy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Zahari.
And I'm Dr. Woosley, and we are
two
Moody Doctors.
Do they mind if I eat chocolate chips?
I don't think they have a choice.
Would you like some chocolate chips?
I'm
they're
good.
They're gluten-free and vegan.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
They're also allergen. I mean, all kinds. They're peanut-free, so they're safe for school.
Those aren't just chocolate chips. Those are chocolate morsels.
These are morsels. Dark chocolate morsels. And they are free from 14 allergens.
Look at that.
You want to know what those are?
Of course.
Wheat, peanuts, tree nuts, dairy, casein, soy, egg, sesame, mustard, lupin, any added sulfites, fish, shellfish, and crustaceans.
We add a beat behind that. You've got a little rap going. The allergens rap.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
They're quite good.
You could probably fundraise a lot of money. People paying to hear you rap about chocolate allergens.
Deal. I'm happy to do
Maybe I should put up a GoFundMe link. Please donate to our coffee fund.
We need a new...
I'll beatbox while you rap. And
we can do that. Coffee fund? I was going to get another harpsichord.
You know, coffee, harpsichord.
That sort of go hand in hand.
About the same.
Okay, well... Let's do it. I see you have a new list.
Yep. Yeah, well, it's updated. Some from last week. I haven't had as many questions come in this week. Okay, so the question is, do you know of ways to gain confidence? I love being here, but I have this constant feeling that maybe I'm not truly talented enough to be here, and that I simply have no idea what I'm doing. So it's the feeling of, oh, you let me into the School of Music, but I don't think I deserve to be in the School of Music. And I've heard that from many people before. Especially their first semester, and they hear upperclassmen perform or faculty perform, and they're like, well, crap, I can't do that, you know? And then it's this feeling of, I'm not good enough to be here.
It's not uncommon.
Mm-mm. I think one should remember, you think you're not good enough to be here, and yet you are here. And, I mean... There was a process for allowing you to come or not allowing you to come. So, I mean, somebody listened to you and liked you and said, we want you here. You know, not that builds up a lot of confidence, but we let you in for a reason, which makes it sound very seclusive, but, or exclusive, seclusive. Is seclusive a word? Seclusive?
It is a word. Seclusive. Okay. I heard you say exclusive.
Maybe that's... it's early afternoon. I'm not sure what I'm trying to say anymore.
That's what... maybe all of those apply. Both of those. I don't know. I think you're on to something. You're not just on to something. You have all good points. Your point about... we admitted them... is well taken. Yes. To the... person who submitted the question, I understand the feeling that maybe you aren't, they wrote, I love being here, but I have this constant feeling that maybe I'm not truly talented enough to be here and that I simply have no idea what I'm doing. Those are potentially two different things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe more than two different things. So in some way, there's the issue of the admission of the audition and the admission, or the interview, depending on the program. In composition, it's an interview, for instance. And in performance, piano performance, for instance, it's an audition. On all of our performance degrees or tracks. So in one way, there's the issue of trusting the faculty that we know that we're trained and capable of making decisions, healthy decisions about admission relative to the program.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, it took me a long time to figure this out, and it took me a long time to be able to share this with students in a meaningful way, because I wasn't entirely clear how to phrase it. I think, and I may be completely wrong, so I hope you'll tell me, It's important to remember that we're not just admitting students based on what they are presenting in that moment. When we admit someone, it's not just because they present a stunning audition. We're also admitting based on capacity and the capacity of the student, the student's capacity to grow, to learn, to be able to perform at the levels heard throughout the building. So for instance, if the student, you mentioned maybe they hear some of their peers and think, oh my, I'm not playing at that level. Well, okay, maybe you're not. But maybe you're just not yet.
Right, exactly.
Or maybe you aren't playing, maybe it's not a level thing. Maybe you aren't playing in that way. And maybe your performance world will be different from that of your peers. Maybe, I remember years ago, someone, they were just, this was a pianist, and they happened to, she played Bartok just in some ways that I've never heard anyone play Bartok. And then it would come to playing, when she would work on remarkably lyrical, super romantic literature, it just didn't come naturally to her, and she struggled with that. And eventually I said, okay, so that is not your thing. That doesn't mean you can't play it. It doesn't mean you cannot do it. It just means it's not as much, or maybe it's just not what comes naturally to you. You're going to have to work at it differently. At the same time, when you flip it around, there are people who would, I had to say kill, I was going to say there are people who would kill, there are people who would give up coffee to be able to play Bartok the way she plays Bartok.
Right.
And it came so naturally to her. I don't know. Does that seem reasonable?
Yeah, I think so. And I think it's, like you're saying, for the audition side, it's not just us hearing you and being like, yeah, you're good, we want you here. That's part of it. But it's also, yeah, it's the potential that we see of, not only do we see that you've got some skill that you have attained in this area, but we see that there's potential for growth, you know? And you got to remind yourself that nobody starts off here in college knowing everything they need to do to be a performer. It's like you're here to learn and to grow, and that's why we're here. That's why the upperclassmen or the grad students in your studio should be better than you to a point, you know, because they've been here longer, so they've had more time to train. But I think if you back up a step, there's also the, I don't think it's really necessary to compare the, oh, I'm not as good as them and things like that, because you're not them. You know, our goal is to be us and to learn what works best for us, you know, and to grow ourselves. And there's, you know, there's potential for everybody to make growth, you know, so instead of striving to say, oh, I need to be able to do this like so-and-so, it's no, I want to be able to do this because I think that's what's best for me, or my teacher thinks that's best for me, or it's what I enjoy. And that'll look different for each person, right? There's artists that I click with really well, styles I play really well, and then some that I just can't for the life of me keep in my head, you know, and it flops all the time. That's to a point, for a terrible analogy, that buddy of mine that I was in undergrad with, we would always compete in the same piano competitions, and he just memorized music and everything really well. He competed well. I didn't. So I knew that if we were competing at the same time, I basically gave up before I started. Not in I'm sad or upset way. I'm just like, this comes naturally to him. It doesn't to me. So he's probably going to win because it works for him, you know, and that's fine. On the flip side, you know, improv comes very naturally to me. It's what I've grown up doing. That's not so much his thing, and that's fine. It doesn't mean we both need to be excel at both sides. We both understand both aspects of it and we get the fundamentals of it, but he pursued one direction, I pursued another direction. And that's fine. And to an extent, as a musician, you have to do that after a while because there's just too much. You can't be the expert in all of it anyway. So I think that the bigger goal is, I mean, yeah, I get like not feeling like you're good enough, but it's trying to almost push that to the side and think, you know what, by the time the end of the semester gets here, I want to be able to look back and see if just me, like if I have grown, you know, if I could look back from December to August and be like, you know what, I do see some improvement in, even if it's just in this one little area, if you see improvement, then fantastic, you're doing exactly what you need to be here for, you know. And I find it funny when it, and this is just a semantics thing really, but the feeling that maybe I'm not truly talented enough to be here, I'm never a big fan of the word talent, because I think that implies that you're just kind of like born with the ability to do this type of thing, which granted everybody is like naturally click with certain things more than other things. Right. And that's fine. But I think that word talent is overused in society to almost diminish the fact that like, I mean, like if I play at, you know, an establishment and a lot of people come up and be like, oh, you're so talented. And it's kind of like, well, thanks, but I also practiced like 200 hours for this concert, you know? So it's like, that's what it is, you know? Talent, schmalent, whatever, you know? It's like, it's just, I stayed in that, you know, square little prison, I mean, practice room, you know, for a long time to get ready for it, you know? So it's, yeah. And when you say, I have the feeling that I simply have no idea what I'm doing. I know who submitted this question. I know as a fact that you do know what you're doing, whether you think that or not, like you're doing great. I don't even know if the person will remember that they submitted the question, but excuse me.
I think that's another matter of trusting your faculty, trusting mm-hmm. your major professors. You may not always understand what you are doing or why you are doing, but you probably have some idea. And if not, ask. Feel mm-hmm. free to say, Why am I doing this? Why are you asking me to do this?
Yeah, ask that why question all the time.
Yeah. But I'm sure you're right. This person likely does know. I imagine they do have a very good idea of what they're doing. Mm-hmm. But we do sometimes need reassurance.
Yeah.
And maybe that's part of it.
And I think sometimes too, like it's the more you dive into a certain field, really any field, but obviously music for us, the more you dive into it, sometimes the more you realize this is a lot bigger and broader than I ever once knew. So it can easily feel like I'm learning more, but at the same time, I'm also realizing how much I don't know. Like, I feel like that's what I left grad school with. I did a lot of learning, but also realized, wow, there's so much I have no idea about. There's so much more out there. It's just simply because I hadn't dug that deep into it mm-hmm. in the past, you know? So it's not so much that you have no idea what you're doing. You're just realizing there's a lot more to this. And I think you'll find that when you look back, you are learning a lot and you do know what you're doing, or you're learning to know what you're doing. And that's just part of the learning process, you know, but that's why we're here. And that's why the faculty are here to help you learn to know what you're doing and all those kind of things. And we're still figuring out what we're doing. So you know, it's welcome to life. So it's, you're never going to know everything perfectly. And that's part of it. And that's okay. You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
Do you have any magic answers for the first part of the question?
Ways to gain confidence.
Yeah. Do you know of ways to gain confidence? Do you struggle with confidence?
I used to. I used to more when I was in the mindset of, oh, to be a good piano player, I need to be doing what so-and-so is doing, you know, going to those competitions or recording these pieces or learning these pieces. But I think once I got comfortable kind of doing my own thing, mm-hmm. I didn't have to worry about that, you know? So one of my colleagues who works across the hall from me, when I hear him prepping for a concert that he's going to perform like all over the world, it's crazy hard music. And there's no way I can keep up with like what editor is doing, you know. I'll just open the door. It's like, oh, today's the Rock 2 concerto. Oh, it's the Rock 3. Then it's this Prokofiev. Then it's, you know, great musician, super cool guy. And he's just phenomenal at what he does. That's not me. Like I can't tackle those works, you know, but, so early on I would have felt, oh, this is, maybe I'm doing something wrong, the fact that I'm not doing what he's doing, but I'm just going a different direction now. And because of that, I can be totally fine with that, you know, so which kind of ties in earlier conversations. So I think, I mean, I don't know, the cheesy way is kind of, it's kind of the be comfortable in your own skin type of phrase, but it's just,
Was there anything that you did to get there? Or subconsciously, in hindsight, was there something subconsciously going on, you think, that helped you get to that point? I share this with the person doesn't say that they struggle with it, but I'm if they're asking about ways to gain confidence, yeah. I'm wondering. I'm guessing it maybe is something. I struggle with it on an hourly basis. Not in every part of my life, but in some.
Sure. I think that's normal, just to question things, you know? I mean, but I don't necessarily know that, like, needing a confidence booster is, like, bad thing. I mean, if you're always in need of that, maybe so that can be really discouraging, but I think the inverse would be, like, if you're always overly confident about your abilities, then it might keep you from self-examining and learning and growing, you know. So I guess that's kind of a healthy balance that needs to be found. Not saying that you need to dig yourself into this dark corner of self-doubt all the time either, but
I get feedback from others. People you trust in particular.
Yeah. Yeah.
That helps, I think.
When you start to hear from people that you respect, like on the music side, and they say something good, trust that. Like, it's really easy to doubt it, to be like, oh, sure, you think that, but you didn't actually hear this one wrong note or something. But no, don't, like, trust that when they say it was good, that it was good, you know? But I think sometimes just looking back, like, to be like, oh, I can see that I've grown, I've changed as a musician. I can do a lot, just to realize that it is working. It's an up and downhill battle. Welcome to the arts. Welcome to life.
Yeah, it's definitely a battle. You're right about that. I hope this was helpful in some way.
Yeah.
Maybe if you just hear that, we're with you.
I think having, like, if you have a friend group, you know, if you've connected to other people and y'all as a little group can kind of foster a community of encouragement, you know, not to like lie to each other that something was the most amazing performance when it wasn't, but just, you know, to use it as an opportunity to try to build each other up in the music area as much as possible, because we get plenty of the beat down side of things, even if it's just from our own brain. So just to have a community that can help kind of bring that back up, I think it's really big.
But
that's a great question. I'm sure this person is not the only person who struggles with it. It's probably 99% of the building. If you have a topic, idea, or question that you would like for us to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. You can do so by email at twomoodydoctors@gmail.com or through my website, which is kevinwoosley.com/two-moody-doctors. That's W-O-O-S-L-E-Y. And you can even submit anonymously there if you so choose. We would love to hear from you, and we would love to dive into the topics you send our way.
See you real soon.